This week in the Missouri Senate, we review two more new laws set to take effect here in the Show Me State.
Senate Bill 652, which would be a World Cup tickets sales tax.
Senate Bill 652 was pre-filed on December 1st of last year, heard by the Missouri Senate Progress and Development Committee on February 16th, perfected on the floor of the Missouri Senate on March 2nd, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on March 10th, sent back to the Missouri Senate on May 12th, truly agreed to and finally passed later the same day, and signed into law on June 23rd. Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence is the sponsor. He tells the Missouri Senate Progress and Development Committee his proposal will provide a sales tax exemption for the sale of 2026 FIFA World Cup tickets to matches held in Jackson County.
They have requested that we give a deferment or tax exemption to even the playing field with contenders in the World Cup.
Senator Rizzo adds the idea is to take the opposite approach of what some cities have done previously.
A recent study calculated the economic impact of a being a host city to be $695 million. Many years ago, one of the World Cup host cities hiked their sales tax rate astronomically before the World Cup tickets went on sales. Senate Bill 652 would authorize a sales tax exemption for the 2026 FIFA World Cup matches held in Jackson County. The exemption would apply to both state and local sales tax.
Senate Bill 652 will take effect on August 28th. However, the sales tax exemption will only be in effect between June 1st and July 31st of 2026.
Senate Bill 655 to you this afternoon. Currently, political subdivision.
Senate Bill 655 was pre-filed this past December 1st, heard in the Missouri Senate Health and Pensions Committee on February 16th, perfected by Missouri senators on March 2nd, sent to the Missouri House on March 10th, truly agreed to and finally passed on May 13th, and signed by the governor on June 16th. Senator Sandy Crawford of Buffalo sponsors this measure. She tells the Missouri Senate Health and Pensions Committee her proposal will modify provisions relating to the Missouri Local Government Employees Retirement System, or LOGERS, in order to provide coverage for certain employee classes.
As you know, it's really difficult to retain employees at this point in time. This would just basically give them another tool in their toolbox by offering pension benefits.
When this legislation was discussed by the full Missouri Senate, Senator Crawford spelled out what LOGERS does.
I think it's important to note that LOGERS currently serves 60,000 employees, and it has $10.2 billion in assets. Also, it's 95.6% pre-funded.
Senate Bill 655 will also become law on August 28th. Next up for lawmakers will be the annual veto session in September. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.